The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Centre Parks. Families that go here, grow here.
Did you watch it last night?
Dancing with the Stars on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Muller Corner. Mullerlicious.
And here they are. Welcome to our guests this morning, Mary Cassidy and Stephen Vincent, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I think we did well.
This is a moment of celebration, not commiseration, isn't it? How are you this morning, Mary?
I'm great this morning, actually. Ribs are still sore, but yeah, fine.
And Stephen?
I'm doing well. I'm doing very good.
Okay. Were you surprised that last night happened, that you were, you know, politely asked to... But you were kicked out of the show last night.
Oh, I was distraught. It's the name of the game, for goodness sakes. When we signed up, we knew that somebody was going every week. And you always hope it's not going to be you, but...
Yeah. You know. Let's get down to business. You were the last person, I think, in of all the candidates that I thought would be on this programme. I don't know why. I don't know why. I've only met you, I think, once before on the Late Late Show when we were talking about your career and life and so forth. I thought you were a delightful company and fascinating person. But I didn't see the dancer in you. Where did it come from? The desire to be on this show? It just came left of centre for me. So talk to me about that decision.
Well, it came left of centre to me as well, though.
That was a great idea.
Well, I mean, I hadn't thought about it. I mean, it was far from my mind. And then just suddenly RTE approached me and I said, oh, well, I don't know. And it was the family said to me, go for it, Mum.
Yeah.
And I said, well, okay.
But it was, even the approach to you was clever and unexpected. I mean, what did they say to you about why they chose you?
They didn't explain anything. They just said, do you fancy it?
Yeah.
And I went, oh.
And had you been a viewer of this show or Strictly Come Dancing or anything like that?
Were
you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I love these kind of shows.
Do you?
Oh, God, yes. I mean, like everybody else at home, you know, I'm an armchair critic.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah.
So you're shouting at the TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. As a former state pathologist, I presume programs like these are essential for your brain, actually.
Well, that's it.
You need all that glitter to distract from all those body bags.
Exactly. As obviously I like to fill my head with nonsense at the end of the day. Clears out what I've actually been dealing with.
Yeah. Tell me about it. You became a figure of great interest in this country since you became, when you were the state pathologist. Was that unusual for you, that sort of anti-celebrity, if you like?
Yeah, I mean, that was really bizarre because I had been doing the same job over in Glasgow for many, many years and nobody knew who we were. You know, we just sort of kind of sneak in the middle of the night and sneak back out, and we would appear in court and our names would be in the paper, but not to the extent when I came to Ireland. I just thought this was very, very odd. But you have to put that aside and just ignore it.
I appreciate it. Well, what do you attribute the interest and the, you know, as I say, newfound celebrity?
It's bizarre. I think it's the Irish have a fascination with death. I mean, before my predecessor, Jack Harbison, I mean, I'd known Jack since I came into forensics, so I've known him since the 80s, 1980s, where I am ancient. But, and he used to say, everybody in Ireland knows me, and we would go, I'm sure they do, Jack.
Yeah.
And we'd humour him. And then when I came over and I thought, everybody in Ireland does know who he is.
Yeah.
And I just found that interesting, shall we say.
It's sort of kind of a macabre sort of interest in death and... Yeah. Crime, and it's huge interest in this country. You're quite right.
I mean, it really is quite remarkable when you think about it, because, as I say, coming from the Scottish situation where, you know, we don't really talk about death too much, you know, and certainly not murders, because you don't want people to get that impression of Scotland. So, you know, the murder would be in page 7 in a corner, so in the newspaper, but here, front page.
Yes.
And with as many photographs as they can possibly
have. As humanly possible. Do you miss the job?
Do you know something? No.
Frankly, no.
No, I'd come to the end of that. It's one of those jobs that you know when you have to go. And I knew I had to go.
And can I ask you what point, where does that point come?
I think sometimes I think people just think, oh, this is just too hard or it's too difficult. But sometimes I've always prided myself that I'm unbiased and I'm independent and I'm only concerned about the person who's died and their family getting answers. Mm. When you start to tip into who did it and why they did it, when that starts to come into your psyche, you start to go, oh, no. And in the one of the last cases I had, I was beginning to think that, and I thought, no, this is the time to
go. Isn't that fascinating? It was creeping into, you had this extraordinary shield.
Yes.
Probably an enormously strong one and very necessary one to keep you sane and to keep you a good, you know, partner and mother and what have you.
Yeah.
And friend. But the shield was beginning to... It was crumbling. Probably from years and years of trying to be strong.
Yeah, I mean, and I think there's always, I mean, and all my colleagues in forensic pathology will say there is usually one case that just gets them.
And it waited till the end, isn't it interesting? If that had came mid-career, you could be, you know, a professional dancer.
I was just going to say that. I could have been dancing with these stars. Yeah,
well, you could have been the professional dancer. And yes, exactly. But in a way, fortunate that it happened at the end, so that you were going, okay, as you say, the shields are weak, therefore I will be strong and depart the stage, as it were, and swap one for another. Yeah. Which brings us to you as Cruella de Vil, stomping around the stage, dancing delicately. As soon as I said it, I knew I was wrong. Dancing delicately around the stage with a young man on a lead on his hands and knees. And I thought, well, we've really landed now.
Every old girl's dream, eh?
I said, there must be clubs in Soho that would charge for that.
Exactly, there's a niche market for that.
I tell you, there's a Tory minister somewhere who's paying good money for that, Barry, as well, you know. So whose idea was the dog in a leash?
I don't know whether
it was my idea.
Yeah. I mean, the brief was, you know, can you do a slow foxtrot as Cruella de Vil and a Dalmatian, and can you incorporate Dalmatian-like actions into the dance? I thought, well, how on earth is that going to happen?
Yeah. So it's a sick role play.
Yeah, well, yeah. It was good fun. Yeah.
Yes. And the dance?
Best possible taste. So the best possible taste.
Oh, of course.
It was a glittery lead. That's something.
It was a glittery lead.
There we go.
I've never quite seen a dance like it, I have to say. Okay, and the song, is, of course, was from the 101 Dalmatians, Cruella de Vil. And the scores were 5-5-5. How did you feel at the scores every week, Mary, when they were, you know, facing the judges? Did you care? I mean, you're well used to facing judges.
Exactly. I faced harsher judges
Handing down much of a harsher sentence.
Exactly. So, no, that didn't bother me at all. I mean, again, it's the name of the game. And you just have to accept that's going to happen. But 5-5, that's a pass.
Well said. You well said. I think I was told that by 9 teachers.
Exactly.
Down through the years. I got 42%.
It's a pass.
Have you seen the headlines in the papers yet this morning? Some of them are great. So because you're the marry not for for us, Cruella end for Cassidy. Mary's cruel blow. No inquest needed. That's my favourite. So well done to the tabloids. Top Doctor Foxtrot's off TV show. the way you guys enjoyed it as much as we did watching it, I think that's what the essence of this programme is laughter and joy in a world gone quite mad and angry and unhappy. We just need that shot. I keep saying it every week here, the shot in the arm. Isn't that it?
Exactly.
It's lovely distraction from the darkness.
Yes, Sunday night, enjoy yourself.
You took up ballet recently, is that right?
Well, that was when I was in Ireland, when I was working. But I mean,
how many years ago was that?
Now, when you say took up ballet, on a Thursday night, I did an hour.
No, but that's okay. I mean, let's not belittle your endeavours here. But you did decide I'll do ballet for how long did you do? A year, 2 years, or
that was about 3 years or
did
something.
Did you on a Thursday night for an hour?
Yeah, when I could, when it wasn't in Galway or Letterkenny or whatever it was,
wherever the crime was going on.
I hate gyms, and I thought, I need to do something.
And that was the.
And I just saw that in the supermarket.
Did you? You saw it in the supermarket on a little thing saying ballet classes,
And I thought, that will do for me.
And tell me, what did the ballet do for you, as a matter of interest, that hour? Was it about escape again?
Again, yes. I mean, And again, a bit like our Dancing with the Stars experience, some people took it very, very seriously. And some people were just there because it was an hour out the house and you could enjoy yourself without kids and everything else that goes on in life. So, and I was one of the latter.
Okay. And are you still living in Ireland or have you moved back to the UK?
We're over in the UK at the moment.
Yes.
We decided to relocate to let the dust settle and let my, you know, whoever was coming in behind me get a chance to make their mark in the office.
Okay.
Because it is quite difficult because for years I used to get, but Jack Harbison does this and Jack used to do that and he does it this way. And I used to say, well, he's not here. It's me. Take it or leave it. And I thought, that's not fair. So I thought, if we disappear off, then leave the, you know, the office to whoever comes in you. And then we'll decide in the future where we want to be.
Okay, you might come back here. You might go over there because your parents were from Donegal, isn't that right?
That's right. And grandparents
grandparents. Excuse me, sorry. And they went to Scotland.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's really where is Scotland home in the sense that's where you would consider.
Yeah, well, I mean, I would consider myself as Scottish, but with an Irish flavour.
With an Irish heart. Well, we'd have a quick run through the dances last night, because you're now free to be judgmental and cruel, Cruella, to the other. The first we saw Brooke and Robert doing what I thought was a really, really good dance from The Greatest Showman, The Greatest Show. Great dance, great
song. Oh, she's my girl. She's brilliant.
Do you think she's...
Oh, she's a real deal.
For the win?
She'd be. That's what I would be going for. I'll be voting.
Eight. You will be voting at home with a glass of something
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, yeah, that's great. But that was a great time. And then I think I do you know that expression "pa" where you?
Yeah. Yeah.
I pa'd when I saw Shane Byrne with the big fists coming out for Wreck-It Ralph. That was
the hair was unbelievable.
It's very entertaining.
I mean, hair and makeup on the show are absolutely fabulous.
Oh, really? I thought last night they did themselves.
They really did, and the costumes were just
really, really
tremendous.
Excellent. They got the devil's number there, 666. So good luck with that. Stephanie Roach and Arvinas did Rhythm of the Night from Moulin Rouge. Again, the costumes were knockout for
she
that.
She was gorgeous.
Looked great.
She was gorgeous.
566 there. Kevin and Laura, of course, one of my favourites, Pure Imagination from Willy Wonka.
It was really nice.
Brilliant, good number. Yeah, really good number.
Are you allowed to say anything about these dances? Are you worried that you're going to offend someone?
No, no, not at all. I thought they were all great.
Everyone's great.
I really did. Yeah.
Do you not look at one of them and go, that
was it was a really good show. If you look at all the numbers, I thought it was a really, really good show last night. Thoroughly enjoyed it.
I mean, we're not delusional.
Most
of us know that we're not dancers, but everybody gives, you know, puts on a show.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, you can't fault them for, you know, trying.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at it going, I'd never be able to do that.
Never say never.
I'm totally going to say never. I'm always sticking to my guns.
Yeah.
Panty Bliss and Dennis did The Witches
Hocus
from Hocus Pocus. That was fun.
That was really good.
That was a lot of fun. 7-7-8 for them. Suzanne Jackson and Michael West Side Story, and a nice return for Suzanne after that horrible experience she had last week before the Paso Doble from that, and that got 8-7-8, so nicely recognised there. Carl and Emily did If I Didn't Have You from Monsters, Inc., which was, again...
He just makes me smile.
Yeah, that's a great gift to have, actually, to make you smile.
It does.
I thought Arthur's comment to him was, I'm booking the entertainer for my kid's first birthday. You know, it did have that feel to it, which is good fun. Paul and Salome did the Charleston from...
Hercules? I mean, that was just so unexpected.
That really
unexpected.
Was.
Unexpected.
Well, it's a glorious combination of bonkers and brilliance. Like, they can dance together.
I mean, she must have some trust in him. The way he threw her around it.
It was... I mean,
we were all stunned.
Yeah, we didn't see those lifts until I think the show. I didn't see them until the show. So
he said he had only got it right once.
Wow.
In all the training.
It was like he was. For those who didn't see it, if you can imagine a cheerleader with a baton,
yes,
a human baton. But you know what I mean?
That's
she was spinning around. Oh, so actually, that'd be great, St. Patrick's Day parade.
Oh, there you go,
Salome as a human baton, and with the great Brogans leading the way in Dublin. Like that makes sense.
Oh God.
Do you know, you've sold it to us anyway.
Hey, listen, to the people of the parade, you're welcome. Yeah. Anyway, that was great. And they scored well for that 9-9-9.
They really did. They did.
Like three negative Germans. But that's a great result. And then finally, that was terrible. Damien and and Kylie did well. I mean, it was a souped up Burning Love. They obviously picked up the pace of it. But that's fine. That's just me being Elvis-y. But it's not a criticism. It's a great piece of music, right?
That's great.
And they did 8-8-9. So you're beginning to see, aren't you, there's always the same way. There's a parallel sort of vibe with this. There's the people who survive because they're fun, and there's people who survive because they're excellent, and then the ones in the middle start to get left behind a little bit along the way. Isn't that it?
Yeah.
So you get it, and it's about a ratio of about 4-2.
You've really thought about this.
I've been doing this for five years. Every Monday morning, talking to you guys. I'm the guy with the PhD. You're the guy with the moves.
I'm coming to you next time with advice. This is great.
I'm like the party strategist here. I don't have to dance. I get elected. But I can just tell you where it's all going.
Fantastic.
So if anyone needs any advice, you know where to go. Mary was seriously undermarked as Karen in Galway. There were at least two others who were not as good and they were overmarked. I loved her energy. That's a text in this morning.
Oh, I love her.
Another says, I'm sorry Mary's gone. She represented an age group we need to see more of, not less, doing fun things on TV. Do you want to comment
on
that?
Exactly. I mean, I was the oldest there by a large margin.
Did that matter to you in terms of representing people?
Well, do you know what I found really interesting was that, as I said to him, when I get into Marks and Spencer, it takes me an hour to get round because of all, as I say, over 50s, we're fine. We're fine with the over 50s. The problem is that, like myself, they can't use phones to vote.
But
everybody was coming up and saying, you've really inspired me to go and do something.
Great.
And I thought, this is really, really nice. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah, says a lot about Marks and Spencer.
Other supermarkets are available.
Love Mary Cassidy, says Gemma. She came to my daughter's school to give a talk some years ago. All the pupils really enjoyed the talk, so that's a lovely thing to do. I didn't think Mary would be out of dancing with you just yet. Was sorry to see her go so soon. She had it all, class, rhythm and style and such fun, given the wonderful job she is retired from. So thanks to her and to Stephen for some great entertainment. So there's a core appreciation for Stephen.
Thank you very much.
And rightly so. No, in fairness, it's a double act. We'll say goodbye for now, but thank you for being with us this morning, both of you.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for what you did. You brightened our January evenings beautifully, and I thought it was a great thing, great move on your part to do it. And Stephen, you handled it brilliantly. So thanks to you both for being here today.
All right,
it's 9:43.